Top of the fourth inning, Sterling leads La Junta 2-0, trying to get revenge on last year's first-round regional loss. Sam Emerson will lead off the inning against Eli Stokes. Stokes, despite being down 2-0, leads the pitch count battle 54-59 over his counterpart in Trey Colrick. But Sterling, it's been the 3-4 spots, Bamford and Felzine, that have taken care of all the offense. Emerson on a breaker down to the plate, chops it foul to the La Junta dugout on the third base side. Strike one against Emerson. Walked and was left stranded on third with bases loaded back in the second. Pitch off the plate there. Bounces up into the catcher's gear of Fisher. And the count is 1-1. We're big on beef here on KSTC, along with our friends at Premier Farm Credit. You're down to the final days here this weekend to register for our Big on Beef Half Beef giveaway. Download the MediaLogic Radio app now. If you're already on the app, you can opt in as it's a pop-up, and it's into the glove of the first baseman. A bit of a bobble. Turns around, flip in time for the out. Lovato able to stick with it. The cover by Eli Stokes. And it's a 3-1 ground out for Sam Emerson. So one away. But if you haven't opted in yet on our Big on Beef campaign, make sure you do it. That's half a beef. That is a full freezer of premium cuts and your choice. That's a $2,000 value after the processing. You've got through Monday, the 31st, as Keo Fisher had to go outside for that pitch to Ethan Tyne. Lost the footing, but able to make the clean catch anyway, so good practice for him again. Ethan Tyne walked. It was left stranded on second. Saw three full count pitches in the second against Stokes. The 1-0 called strike at the knees. Stokes lost the cap on the delivery there, so picks it back up. That turquoise and pink glove, he looks in on the 1-1. Runs inside, but called strike at the knees, and Ethan Tyne, a little surprised. He looks back at third to Coach DiOrio. 1-2 the count. One-two pitch, and Tyne swings and misses, and didn't realize the rule. Drop third strike, sprinting down to first, and reaches safely on a drop third strike. So Ethan, learning the subtleties of baseball here, reaches on a drop third strike. He's played golf the last 3 years as a Sterling Tiger. He's played basketball, obviously. Freshman was a Mitchell Tiger up in Nebraska before transferring down to the Centennial State. So that strikeout does count for Eli Stokes, but no out on the scoreboard to show for it. Runner on first, one gone for Aiden Ortega, who went down looking on a 1-2 his first time up. Ball one up at the shoulders. Sterling leads 2-0. And Coach Vandenbark even showing Ethan Tyne how you get out in the lead on first base. How you stand out there. One hopper into the catcher's gear. Good stop by Fisher. Count 2-0 to Ortega. A 2-0 upcoming to Ortega. Stokes looks at Tyne on first, not taking much of a lead. He'll get more and more comfortable with it as it's a check throw over anyway. Tagged to the top of the helmet by Lovato. 2-0 count to Ortega. Stokes looks over at the dugout, looks to the catcher, looks to first. He sets. The 2-0 up high. Ortega ahead 3-0. Got the dangerous Dayton DiOrio and Memphis Dempsey due up in the next two spots. Top of the order for the Tigers. Stokes does not want two in front of those two guys. The 3-0 to Ortega, and that one low over the plate. Ball four, four-pitch walk. Put runners on first and second, one out for Dayton DiOrio. Ortega, three-sport athlete for the Tigers, led Sterling in goals scored during the fall for the soccer team. And then, of course, made state in wrestling at 132 pounds for his first state qualification. So hoping for big things here to finish out his junior year, and then going to be excited to see what he can do as a senior in soccer and wrestling. Meeting on the mound here. and a quick chat. Stokes will stay in and try to settle back in here. Needs two outs. Down 2-0 as we are into the top of the fourth. Dayton DiOrio looks down the line to Dad for the hand signals. They've got number codes. They've all got quarterback wristbands on the left forearm. Stokes looks in, sets. First pitch, and I got a piece of DiOrio. Tried to turn away, but it got him on the back of the leg. Not sure if that's the left leg that he hurt as he lifts and hobbles his way down to first. Bases loaded, one out for Memphis Dempsey. Dempsey 0 for 2 with a ground out to first and made good contact at the end of the second inning. Unfortunately, with bases loaded, last time up for Dempsey went right to Dennehy out in center field to end the threat. Stokes sets here with bases loaded, one out. Trying to keep it a two-run deficit. Pitch outside, slide out by Fisher, catch cleanly. Talking about the way teams get the pitch relayed to the hurler on the mound. Doing the college level for Northern Colorado. Some teams now have electronic wristbands. Get a little number signal, and that tells them what to do. One hopper off the right shoulder. Time takes off. Everybody has to go back. Good stop by Fisher. Got the right shoulder protector on it and kept it down the first baseline about 15 feet. So wise by time there not to challenge. The count 2-0 to Dempsey. Forced Stokes to keep having to throw pitches right now at Dempsey. Behind 2-0. Dempsey steps back in. The sophomore in 5 sports seasons has more varsity experience than a lot of kids get in 4 years. Fly ball, left center field, shallow. Dennehy there. Time going to be ready for the tag up. The catch is made by Dennehy. And a good throw in, and the run won't score. Wise decision again for Coach DiOrio, talking it through with Tyne, and they won't challenge. And now Kingston Bamford will try to keep it going here in the ball game. He's been the fire starter for the Tigers so far.
Number 4, Kingston Bamford.
Dempsey just got underneath that thing. It was good contact, but he needed more of the baseball. Got the bottom of it there. If he drives that thing out, easy score for Ethan Tyne. Instead, Stokes has a chance to get out of it unscathed here and keep it 2-0 through the top of the fourth. Ball one, low and outside. Fisher gets enough mid on it to spin it right next to his right cleat. Bamford 2 for 2, 2 doubles. He scored last inning. His younger brother and Carter scored back in the first. Those are the 2 runs for the Tigers, both driven in by Ethan Felzine on deck. Ball 2. Stokes, the 2-0. Base is loaded. Strike on the outside edge to Bamford. 2-1 the count. Stokes, the head nod towards home to Fisher. The 2-1 offering to Bamford. Bamford drives one out into right field. Blooper and on the run. And the diving catch and not caught. Fair ball. Everybody keeps running. And 3 runs are in for the Tigers. Another double for Kason Bamford. And it's 5-0 Sterling here on the top of the fourth. Ebon Morales, the freshman, had to dive for that thing. Was a step behind it. So got to give that. They haven't put the error up. I don't think it's an error. I think that's just no man's land there. And Eben Morales nearly robbed Bamford of that base hit to keep it 2-0. But all 3 runs scored. Tyne, Ortega, and DiOrio all in. Good job by DiOrio all the way from first to stick with it and not stop running. Helps that there's 2 outs in that situation. You don't have to hold up. And the Tigers of Sterling take advantage over the Tigers of Lahana. It's 5-0 now. Ethan Felzine, base hit out in the left field. Carter gets rounded third. He heads home. The relay throw, and it's bobbled in the infield, and it's another run. Ethan Felzine with three RBIs. He and Bamford have combined 6 for 6, and it's 6-0 Sterling here on the top of the fourth. Felzine this time doesn't round first, doesn't get thrown out back at the bag. Will keep his base, and Robbie Carrasco is the eighth batter of the inning. 0-for-2 with two flyouts so far. So he's made good contact, just hasn't got one down in play. Looks at strike one for the righty senior. Tigers have broken it open with 4 runs here. It's 6-0 and a balk call, and Ethan Felzine will jog out to second. So put the 7th run in scoring position for Sterling. Carrasco, an 0-1 count. The game winner in terms of pitching in the first game against Silver Creek this morning. Also had 3 RBIs to help himself out. So led from both sides of the plate. Big cut miss there from Carrasco. He was looking for 2 runs with 1 crack. Count 0-2. Stokes trying to send us to the bottom half. Felzine takes off. Stokes didn't realize it. Felzine's there as the third baseman, Calvin Hill, was playing deep on the dirt. So Felzine, the legs look pretty good there, running over to third. Now Carrasco just needs a base hit to make it 7-0 Sterling here in the fourth. Trying to get this one done early here. The 0-2, Carrasco swings away, fouls it towards the parking lot. And everybody anxiously looks over there. I made sure after the first game parking down that first baseline, I am directly behind the scoreboard, so somebody's got to launch one about 500 feet from my windshield to be in danger. I feel comfortable in taking that risk. Knock on wood in front of me here. The 0-2, Carrasco swings and misses, reaches for that one, so Stokes gets the final out. Had that early drop third strike that would have gotten them out of the inning without any runs scored, but the blooper down the right field line by Kason Bamford, a 3 RBI double. He and Ethan Felzine, a combined 6 for 6. They have taken care of all the offense for the Tigers. As Felzine's got 3 RBIs, Bamford with 3 RBIs. Sterling leads 6-0. They put up a 4 spot in the fourth. And they're going to Cooper Burton already. So Cooper will take over on the mound in the fourth inning with plenty of run support. Faces off against the middle third. Fisher, Casillas, and Dennehy do up for La Junta. Cooper Burton takes over on the mound with Sterling leading the battle of the Tigers 6-0 as we start the bottom of the fourth. Trey Colwork will stay in the batting order as the DH. And for Burton, he got the win on Tuesday against Thompson Valley through 2 innings. 1 strikeout, 1 walk, 1 earned run on 2 hits against the Eagles. Facing off against the middle third, gets a swing and miss at Akio Fisher. Fisher went down looking to end the first inning. Actually, it was the second out, of the first inning. And then Robinson was thrown out on the base path to end that frame. Called strike by Burton. He's quickly ahead, 0-2. His third career varsity appearance on the mound. Burton, the head nod towards home. 0-2, breaker. Ooh, just inside. And Fisher will get to see a 1-2. A 1-2 from Burton. Breaker, swing and miss. And Burton starts off relief work with a strikeout. It's 7-0 Sterling here as we start the bottom of the fourth. Check my math there. It should be 6. They accidentally had a 7 there on the scoreboard. That threw me off there for a moment. They've got it right now. Joshua Casillas, the DH in the 5 spot. Up next. Strike called on the inside edge. Count 1-1 for Casillas as Burton winds up. Grounder to the third. Robbie Carrasco off the second hop has it. Throw across, hits it right in the mid of Felzine. And it's two up, two down to start the bottom of the fourth inning for La Junta. Gavin Dennehy, the center fielder, up next.
For La Junta, number 17, Gavin Dennehy.
Dennehy, first time up, went down swinging on a full count. Pops this one up over our heads and out of play. That one stays in Potter Park here. The tree catches that one, so good catch by that. Dennehy looks at ball one, low and away, count 1-1. So Sterling so far so good on getting some revenge here on the team that knocked him out last year and ended their 2024 season. The 1-1, breaker misses short, gets away from Bamford in the count 2-1. Dennehy trying to keep this bottom of the fourth alive for La Junta. Results right now would create the local matchup between them and Lamar for third place. Sterling wants another chance at Pueblo East. Durafalo tip makes the count 2-2 to Dennehy. Burton looks in. The 2-2. Breaker down to the plate. Dennehy holds back. Full count, 3-2. So payoff pitch up coming here. As Burton tries to start his first inning of relief work with a 1-2-3. Pop up out of play, and we'll try another 3-2. And chop foul to the third base side of the screen. A third 3-2 upcoming. Last year in this event on the Friday night game, Sterling beat Coronado 4-1. Coronado not a part of the field this year. Called strike three on the inside edge. Today he laid back, was hoping he'd get the ball call there to walk with two outs, but it's a strikeout for Cooper Burton. He goes 1-2-3 in order with two strikeouts. Sterling holding La Junta scoreless through four. Sterling leads 6-0, and they'll see if they can move towards mercy rule if they can get more runs with Colrick, Emerson, and Tyne. Coming up here on KSTC.